Next patient is Luis Hernandez. This is a consultation request by. Dr. Trinity. Consultation requested by Trinidad Castro. Reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation history. Patient is a 65-year-old male with a history of atrial fibrillation period. Patient underwent ablation for atrial fibrillation in 2017 period. Now patient has recurrence of atrial fibrillation, went to the emergency room complaining of shortness of breath and dizziness and in syncope period. Patient is referred to me for repeat ablation for atrial fibrillation. Period, patient is complaining of chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness. Period. Past medical history, hypertension, obesity, prediabetes, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Period. Social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, current medication, amlodipine, LKS 5 mg 2 times daily, digoxin 0.1 to 5 mg daily, benzopril 20 mg daily, Flomax 0.4 mg daily period, allergies, non-allergic allergies, social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, non-contributory. Review system in general, denied in recent weight gain, weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, pulmonary now history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimating now history, arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 133 over 80, pulse is 65, respiration 16, weight is 241 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally heart is irregular, 1/6 systole, murmur, the rest and a border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click emission number 1, atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and discrete symptomatic period. I'll get an echocardiogram to evaluate left atrial size and mitral regurgitation period. I'll also consider repeating ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure is kind of benefit discussed with the patient and family and they agreed for the procedure.